This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Republican representing the Golden State's 46th Congressional District, and he's also one of the leading voices against an amnesty approach to the immigration problem facing this country. You may remember it was less than 2 weeks ago that the president's address to a joint session of Congress was briefly interrupted by South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson suggesting the president was lying when he said that his approach to health care reform did not include benefits for illegal immigrants. But just a week after that, in a speech to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, the president seemed to indicate that he wasn't going to give benefits to illegals, but he did plan to make the illegals legal and then give them benefits. And so we want to get the congressman's reaction to that. And sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you. Well, now we know the president was lying on a number of levels at the same time. That's quite an accomplishment.
Talk about that in a little more depth.
First of all, he was lying in that the bill specifically. Now, by the way, let me again note, I totally disagree with Joe interrupting the president and saying that. He should have stepped outside and said that. But when the president made that statement, Joe realized, as did all of the other Republicans in the House, we realized that there had been two votes already to try to place on amendments offered by Republicans that would have put mechanisms into that bill that would have prevented the illegal aliens from getting health care benefits. And those mechanisms, those amendments that we were going to put the mechanisms in the bill that would make it enforceable, were voted down almost by party line vote. So what we have there is the Democrats claiming they wanted to achieve something, but making sure that we couldn't achieve it. So that was a lie. That's an intent to deceive. Well, now we know from what the president has said, it's an intent to deceive on another level as well. Because if there are 12 million illegals in the country, as he says now, we're just going to make them legal, and then they will be eligible for the benefits. That's sort of being deceitful on two levels at the same time. First, not allowing the bill to be enforceable, and then finally, when he has to give in on that, now he just says we're going to make all the illegals legal.
Congressman, the president hasn't elaborated since then, to the best of my knowledge. If, in fact, this is his plan, is to grant amnesty or legal status to all of these folks who are here illegally at the present time, some may say that at least they'll have to pay in and pay their fair share of the health care system. There's obviously a whole host of other issues related to amnesty potentially. But on the health care front, would them chipping into the system help in any way?
Let me put it this way: the public option is a highly subsidized segment of the healthcare industry in America, or at least that's what it's intended to be. So that it makes no difference whether or not they have to quote chip in or whether or not. And they're only going to chip in if they have jobs, by the way, of course. And who are they taking the jobs from? So, no, it's not helpful to have a group of people come here from overseas and come here illegally and then to take jobs from the American people and then chip into a subsidized health care system.
Why all the sleight of hand, do you think, Congressman, with the president, as you mentioned, in your opinion, being deceitful on multiple fronts here, related to the issue of illegal immigrants?
Well, let us remember this and put this in perspective. President Bush was not being honest with us on illegal immigration as well. So we have a situation where our chief executive seemed to be, taking their orders, or maybe that's a little too harsh, maybe taking their advice from corporate interests who, number one, don't want to provide health care benefits for our own people, and number two, want to drive down wages by having more and more illegals come into our country. So whether it's this president or President George W., it sounds like they're taking their cue from the wrong Americans, from a very small group of Americans who profit from illegal immigration.
Congressman, you obviously represent a district in a state that has had severe financial problems, some of them obviously exacerbated by the problem of illegals in the state and draining state resources.
That's to put it mildly. And we have our whole education system is under incredible pressure. The actual quality of school and schooling for our young people is going down, but the people don't want to admit it's because the teachers are having to spend their time and their resources with about 25% of the students who come from other countries who are here illegally, whose parents have come here illegally. And that's sinful. That's betrayal of our own of American families who are counting on their government to watch out for their interests. And Schwarzenegger, I mean, between health care and between education, and I would say criminal justice, illegal immigration is having a dreadful impact. But Arnold won't even consider focusing on that element of the debt. That would relieve a great deal of the debt problem that we have here in California if we just address things in a way that's I would say loyal to our citizens rather than calling the illegal immigration to task and correcting that situation.
We're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And Congressman, one of the things the president said to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute was, if anything, this debate underscores the necessity of passing comprehensive immigration reform and resolving the issue of 12 million undocumented people living and working in this country once and for all. And it's that last phrase I want to focus on because, of course, the amnesty route, or they'll probably use different terminology, was tried in the mid-80s, and clearly the problem didn't go away. So what do you foresee happening if the president gets his way here?
Well, let's be very clear what happened in the 80s, and I worked for Ronald Reagan then, and that was one of his big mistakes, is going along with that, because he was promised it would end the problem once and for all. He was promised that then there would be the clampdown, and that he was promised then there would be make sure that no more illegals came across the border, and that this would be the last amnesty, and that would be announced. And what happened? There was an amnesty, and now we have about—it's not 12 million. That's a joke. The fact is, we probably have 20 million illegals in this country who have come in since that time, because we telegraphed to the world that if you come here illegally, if you skip the line, and we have plenty of legal immigrants coming in here, and I respect that. I don't want to change that, but. But they have to wait in line, and they have to have approval. They have to be healthy, and they can't be criminals, etc. Well, when we did that in the 80s, it signaled to everybody in the world, don't stay in line. You're fools for waiting in line. Get over here illegally, and you can outwait the Americans because they're so good-hearted. They're gonna end up giving you amnesty and giving you every benefit that they get. And in the meantime, even when you're here illegally, your children and you and your family will get all the benefits of an American citizen. Tell me that that's not going to encourage even more millions if we do it again.
Congressman, we hear a lot about, obviously, the passionate response of the American people to a lot of these different ideas that the president has. We've seen it at the town halls. We've seen it, obviously, at the major rally in Washington just a couple of weeks ago. If we follow up this health care debate with a major debate over immigration, possibly with a major cap and trade debate wedged in between, what's that going to do for the political climate here in Washington?
Well, this president is using up all of his capital, and right now the American people, for the first time in I think about 10 years from what I can see, have actually woken up and are paying attention because they realize that with the lies that we're going through from this administration, that they could lose their own health care benefits and be thrown onto this public option, which is it would be a catastrophe for so many Americans now who are self-sufficient. And so that's awakened the giant. And you now that they're awake and they're listening and we start telling them what cap and trade is all about, which, of course, is part of an entire scheme to all of these things are power grabs in the healthcare industry. And in terms of cap and trade, that's going to be another catastrophic rise in taxes and controls and regulations that will be mandated by international agreements. And thus we will be, our sovereignty is then at the beck and calling of these international panels on climate control. Give me a friggin' break. And that's, of course, for those of us like myself who realize that whole, the whole thing's a fraud. There hasn't been any global warming for 9 years, and the scientific basis for what they're saying is bogus. But they've had so much propaganda, they're scaring the American people, just like with health care. And they'll just come right down the line and try to scare people into these policies, which then steal the freedom from the American people and concentrate powers in the hands of the federal government and international bodies.
Well, a lot of fights to come. And, sir, it's always great to talk with you. We look forward to the next time.
Thank you. Let's keep the American people informed, and we can and make sure that we have the patriots mobilized to fight this onslaught of oppression. Thank you.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.